Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 1st and the whole week ahead. There's a very strong financial vibe around you today. All in all, the energy is good, especially if you spend it on fun or entertainment, any cash you've got. But there is a danger. The square to Neptune means you could lose money either through ridiculous ways of spending or buying things you don't need. And also, watch out for people who could take you for a ride. Here's your Sunday stars. Another day where money predominates, but this one is much better than yesterday's. Yesterday's, there was always a chance that you could be thieved upon. Well, today is all about getting your finances sorted out and knowing where you stand. The opportunity to make some money could well arise, if not today and over the next few days. But generally, if you sort out where you are on a financial level, that will be excellent. But later on tonight is the best time of the day for you. Here's your Monday stars. With Venus about to move backwards into Pisces, you've a number of things that you still need to do concerning a friend. Now, I don't know if a friend has sent out an SOS, a cri de coeur, a cry for help, but maybe you weren't listening the first time around, because with these stars, there is somebody who you're very close to, and it seems to be a friendship, although it may be more, who needs your advice and needs your sympathy. And here's your Tuesday stars. Today is an excellent day for communicating with others. Do you need to get something off your chest? Do you need to write an email or a letter? Do you need to say something? Because with the stars that I've got here, you certainly have got something pent up and you need to get it out there. You know what they say, it's better out than in. And that's particularly so if you've got something on your mind. And here's your Wednesday stars. The moon squaring Mercury in your sign is always a little bit fickle. So you've got to be careful and wary of a home and family situation. A younger person, especially in their teenage years, or younger than you, shall we say, needs to be told the difference between right and wrong. They've got the wrong idea about something, and I think it's to do with either principles or morals. But they need to be put straight. And here's your Thursday stars. A wonderful aspect between Mars and Pluto. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in the first house in your sign. Trine Pluto in Capricorn in the ninth house. This is supreme. It means if you set your goal and you set your target and you focus on something, you will go places. You can overcome obstacles, you can overcome mountains. This is one of the most empowering aspects of your year, so put it to good use. And here's your Friday stars. With the sun opposing Jupiter, matters of health and anything to do with the medical area of your life and yourself needs to be sorted. But sun Jupiter is very wasteful, so don't waste time. If something needs looking into, if something needs sorting out, then pick up that phone, write that email, but get yourself an appointment. And if it's not for you, then for someone you care for.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.